Time now for today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report. I'm Paul Gatling. The latest issue of the Business Journal is out this week. On the cover, we've got a story on an aviation-related initiative based at Thaden Field in Bentonville and becoming an increasingly significant part of the state's overall tourism profile. The idea, spearheaded by Tom and Stuart Walton's runway group, is called Fly Oz. It connects recreational aviators to various outdoor recreation activities through a network of more than 60 airstrips. The idea is becoming so popular that among backcountry aviators, Northwest Arkansas is becoming an equivalent to how well-known cycling and mountain biking is around the region. Chad Cox, who is Runway Group's aviation director, gives us the scoop on Fly Oz. You can find that story online now at nwabusinessjournal.com. When we come back, we've got an interview with Kelly Kraut of Lowell. She announced her candidacy last week to be the next Arkansas Lieutenant Governor. That is coming up after the break on today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. ArkansasStateChamber.com. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield has used its knowledge and compassion to create healthcare solutions for individuals and businesses. More information at ArkansasBlueCross.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. First Security, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kelly Kraut of Lowell said last week she would vie for the Democratic nomination for Arkansas Lieutenant Governor. Kraut is a mother of 7 children and a children's book author. She said she's entering the race to advocate for families and kids. Kraut was beaten by Kendon Underwood for a state house seat last year. So far, she's the only announced Democratic candidate for lieutenant governor. However, 5 Republican candidates have announced for the job. They include Chris Beckett, Dr. Greg Bledsoe, the state surgeon general, Senator Jason Rapert, Doyle Webb, who's the former chairman of the Republican Party of Arkansas, and Washington County Judge Joseph Wood. Roby Brock spoke with Kraut recently to discuss her interest in the job.
What has motivated you to get into this race for lieutenant governor?
Well, Arkansas deserves leaders who are willing to do the right thing. And I've got a lot of experience as a foster mom. And when I was working within that system, helping biological families, helping teens navigate the system, I just saw so many holes and so many areas where we could use better advocates. And I just want to be able to be a megaphone to help people navigate these systems while also trying to fix them.
Well, you have mentioned there that you've done a lot of work in the foster system. There have been some attempts at improvements in the foster system in terms of policy over the last couple of years from the legislature, from Governor Asa Hutchinson. Do you think that that system has improved from where it was?
Absolutely. I think they're always improving, and I think that they are doing the best they can with what they've got. They just need more resources, and I would love to see more work on the prevention side before kids even land in the foster care system. And then, of course, we just need more foster families. There's a massive amount of kids in care in Arkansas and just not enough homes to care for them. So that's just one more thing I can talk about.
Well, let's go down that path a little bit there. What would be a way to recruit more families into the foster care system?
For my husband and I, it was simply a matter of not being aware of the need. And that may sound really obvious, but there are a lot of folks that don't realize how many kids are in foster care. There are kids in care at your children's school, maybe in your kid's class. It's a lot more prevalent than people realize. And if you're not exposed to it on the daily, you just may not know. So when we realized, whoa, there's that many kids and not enough homes, we absolutely can step up and fill this need.
Is that going to encourage more people, though, to become foster parents, just the awareness, or are there other things that have to kind of be in place to encourage more fostering?
I think it is a big part of it, honestly, because the more people you know personally that are fostering, the more you can say, oh, I know Kelly and she's just like me and we go to soccer practice together and she's managing this. And if she can manage this, I can manage it. I think it can be a really overwhelming thing for people to consider doing, but when they have a personal connection and they maybe even see those kids out and about, it sort of takes the intimidation out of it. So I actually feel like foster families are the biggest recruitment factor for the system.
All right. You mentioned too, prevention before kids even get to the point where they need to be in foster homes is something else that you would advocate for. What would be some things on the prevention side that you think the state's not doing now or could do a better job of now?
Again, just awareness of services that are available to these families. I won't say every time, I'm not going to oversimplify it, but so often poverty is the root cause of why kids end up in foster care. Now, no kid should ever be taken for poverty alone, but those issues tend to snowball and then land parents in kind of desperate situations that end up possibly getting their children removed. And so if we can better support families on the front side so that they maybe don't have to leave kids unattended or they have addiction services or mental health services, I think there's a ton of work to be done on the prevention side.
I would think that there are other issues that are also important for you to champion as a candidate for Lieutenant Governor. What else do you want to talk about in this race? What are going to be some other issues that you feel like are going to be defining issues for your candidacy?
Absolutely. Well, that is a really huge one, is the foster care system is something I'm super passionate about. And kind of entwined with that is helping people navigate the legal system. We worked with a lot of teenagers who had gotten into minor legal trouble. And then trying to get out of that was just a nightmare, sort of trying to figure out, okay, do we deal with this fine and fee first? Or do we try to reinstate your license, but there's a warrant? And so what just trying to navigate those systems and make it simpler, because people get trapped under these fines and fees and then end up back in the desperate situations that put them there in the first place. It's too overwhelming, even with an advocate helping you. So I really just want to shine light on some of these things and have a megaphone for here's how we can make this a more efficient system.
There are a number of GOP candidates in the Lieutenant Governor's race already. I think five by my count today. Who knows how many more may get in. What are you going to offer that's different?
I think everything about my campaign will be different than anything that's being offered on the GOP side. I like to campaign in a real creative and fun way. I expect that people look at it and say, that's different. What's going on here? And see. I like to educate through my platform and just bring awareness to the issues in a digestible, condensed way. So I'm not going to drone on and on about issues. You're going to get most of your information from me in 60-second clips.
Do you think that you are representative of the majority of Arkansans in Arkansas? We are in a pretty Republican red state right now. You ran for state rep in 2020. You're familiar with what the election climate is like out there. What do you think is going to be different about a statewide race run?
Well, I do think I'm representative of the area that I live in, and I feel like our government needs to be representative of who it is serving. I'm a parent. I know a ton of parents who are trying to raise their kids in this environment, and I think that I could be a voice of reason in that environment.
I would think if I'm a GOP candidate, I could say the same thing about my candidacy. I might have kids. I might be representative of the people that I talk to. So why would you offer something that's different than what those Republican candidates are offering?
Sure, that's fair. There are a lot of parents on the other side. My platform is going to be a lot more inclusive of all of these families, all different types of family types, all types of children. So I think you are going to get a little different vibe from my campaign.
That is Kelly Kraut of Lowell. She is a Democrat, the only Democrat so far, running for Arkansas Lieutenant Governor. In other news this week, a leadership change quietly took place last month at Springdale-based Waco Title Company. CEO Patrick Curry resigned after nearly 16 years with the business. Sarah Heck was appointed as the new CEO. She spent the previous 8 years working for Arvest Bank. And national nonprofit Junior Achievement USA has appointed Dr. Adam Arroyos of Fayetteville to its board of directors. Arroyos is the CEO of professional development firm Serve to Perform, and he is the first business leader from Arkansas to serve on Junior Achievement's National Board of Directors since it was founded in 1919. For those stories and more, visit us at nwabusinessjournal.com, where you can follow our reporting each and every day. I'm Paul Gatling, and that's the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, thanks for listening.